I'm going to share with you some pretty important vitamin D research data from Italy now, and you can decide if you want to watch. Now, vitamin D supplementation, according to these researchers, has a protective effect against the incidence of COVID-19 in randomized controlled trial studies. But of course, COVID is just another viral infection. So we would expect this to be effective against all invading viral infections because it's optimizing the immune system. We would expect this to be effective against all bacterial infections because it's optimizing the immune system. But COVID is an interesting example, and it's where the data is, so we'll stick with it. Now, the figures here, the odds ratio is 0.403, and that means it's about a 60% protective effect, so 60% less likely to actually get the infection for people that have got good levels of vitamin D as opposed to low levels of vitamin D. So quite impressive, really. And in the randomized controlled trials performed on healthcare workers, the overall reduction in risk in the population supplemented with vitamin D was approximately 80%. So about an 80% protection in healthcare workers. And these ones are particularly relevant because these were well-conducted clinical trials. So this is pretty convincing data. So why wouldn't you want to reduce your chances of getting a viral or bacterial infection by 80%? Why wouldn't you? It's pretty obvious, really. Moving on, against the incidence of COVID-19 in analytical studies, so they were randomized control studies. In analytical studies, it's odds ratio 0.592. So that's a bit more than a 40% protective effect. So still pretty good. But the randomized controlled trial data is, of course, the one most likely to be accurate. Now, against the incidence of COVID-19 in intensive care admissions, look at that. Odds ratio is 0.317. That's going on for a 70% protective effect. So we've got these protective effects against getting COVID, the incidence of COVID. Now, these people might still be getting it, of course, but they're not testing and get because they're probably not getting symptomatic. They've probably got very minor infections and they weren't testing. That's the analytical studies, and that is the reduced incidence to intensive care, nearly 70%. So that's what this is about if you want to stay. Now, our meta-analysis, this is their conclusion, our meta-analysis suggests a definitive and significant association between the protective role of vitamin D in COVID-19 incidents and ICU admissions. So this is really quite a convincing study from Italy. Now, let's look at some of the details. This is the title of the study here, Preventative Vitamin D Supplementation and the Risk for COVID-19 Infection, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. It's published in the peer-reviewed journal Nutrients. That's the paper there. Available in PDF. Do download it for yourself. All freely available, which of course is very generous of the journal. Published in February, 28th February 2024. Now, the authors say this, vitamin D, crucial roles. Bone homeostasis, well, we know about that, strong bones, because deficiency causes rickets. Muscle function, oncogenesis. This is the formation of cancers. Now, good levels of vitamin D are protective, we believe, from our conversations with Professor Angus Dalgliesh, against a whole range of cancers, just by optimizing vitamin D levels. And this makes sense because by optimizing vitamin D levels, you're optimizing the immune system. And if you optimize the immune system, you optimize immune surveillance, and that can spot cancers at an early stage and hopefully eradicate the vast majority of them, or certainly an awful lot of them. So oncogenesis, immune response, and metabolism, important. Now, in the context of COVID-19, numerous researchers have tried to determine the role of vitamin D in the immune response to the virus. Systematic reviews and meta-analysis in this case. Now, the day they actually did this data, they collected this data, was the 15th of May 2023. So obviously it takes a while to put together a complicated paper like this, but that was like the cutoff point for the data. So it's fairly up-to-date data. Preventative vitamin D supplementation, they found 16 good publications on that, 1.26 million people. I mean, this is just a huge amount of data that's gone into this. 1.26 million people, a huge number of participants. a protective role in the incidence of COVID-19, as we've said. Mortality, the paper really can't give firm data on that. We need more studies on that. But admission to intensive care units for sure, the calculated the odds ratio, the assessment of potential bias and the evaluation of study quality will be conducted by independent researchers. Now, if you read through the paper, they give all the details of how this was done, and a very thorough piece of work it is, giving rise to fairly conclusive, as they've said, significant and basically conclusive conclusions. Given that we know this now, and I think, okay, we can't say we know it because we haven't had expensive randomised double-blind controlled trials. Firstly, because no one wants to pay for them. And secondly, of course, it will be unethical to artificially reduce people's vitamin D levels and expose them to infections, because we've reason to believe quite a lot of them would probably die. So this is good combined data that we've got here. And I'm clearly convinced by it, as you can tell.